professionals. It's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.
I'm Adam Golvatore, producing the program. I apologized already for ignoring her during the second period Martine Natchez show.
I know. He showed up right on time.
He did.
You just had to speak it out.
Natchez punctuated what was otherwise a very terrible Martine Natchez shift with a spectacular goal. And the Hurricanes then led 2-0 that became 3-0 on a Yevgeny Kuznetsov goal. And joining us to talk about last night and maybe a little bit more of the future, Sarah Sivian, BR Open Ice, Bleacher Report Open Ice, and Too Many Men, the podcast. She is famous, and I still have her number. Thank you very much, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. You just can't ever let Natchez have it, right? Some things never change.
Well, it's funny, because you know that I have been openly, disdainful is not the right word, but critical of Marty for a long time, to the point where 2 years ago during the playoffs, and you responded to this right away. I don't remember exactly what you said when I said that'll work next year in Arizona, because I always assumed that they were going to trade him, and they did not. And he had a really good year last year for the most part. It didn't end well for him, and the playoffs weren't good. But for the time since coming back from injury at the beginning of January, I guess, Marty's been, I mean, arguably one of their best one or two forwards. He's playing in all three zones. He's in the middle of the ice, and he's been physical. Like, this is the Martine Natchez that you pay and you keep, because he is a game changer. Maybe he's trying to get you to come back.
Right. You were never incorrect in your Arizona assumptions. Like, that was always on the table. It was always, well, he won't he? And I think it affects a player like that, but I think maybe a more vote of confidence in him and letting him kind of stew a little bit has helped his confidence a little bit. He's been through it a little, but yeah. I just absolutely love the situation he gets to be in now after kind of all the grinding.
It's funny, you know, when Rod put the Gensel and Kuznetsov with Natchez, he put that line together, and all I could think of was Natchez got to the rink one day. And no offense to anybody else he's been playing with. It's not like he's been playing with bad players. But he gets to the rink one day and he goes, wait a second, I'm playing with Kuznetsov and Gensel? All right, let's go. I mean, honestly, Rod wants to move Gensel up with Aho. I know that's going to happen at some point. But for right now, to watch that line the last two games, that's been impressive. And it looks to me like Kuznetsov and Natchez were born to play with one another.
Absolutely. And the luxury is the options. Like, of course the lines are going to change, but at this time it's not just trying to force something to happen. It's like, oh, something's already happening. And then there's even potential for something better happening, especially down the line. We talk about the Carolina Hurricanes scoring woes in the playoffs. It's like when the other team is watching the film and examining, it's like that seems to stop them, especially on the power play. So it's like, now they can switch it up even more and be more effective with these elite players.
Yeah, it's amazing. So at the trade deadline, I openly questioned the sanity of so many people when I kept hearing, oh, the Hurricanes are the leaders on Jake Gensel. And I'm like, do you know who you're talking about? The Hurricanes don't do this. And then they went and did this. I did not know who I was talking about. I don't even recognize them anymore.
I know. I was very much team, I'll believe it when I see it. But then you have to give credit where the credit is due. Like, they actually did it. And it goes to show, I don't want to pat them on the back too much, right? Because it's like, this is what a team in their situation should be doing.
Right.
But this market at the deadline was so fascinating because it was very much a buyer's market in terms of, you didn't have to necessarily surrender a first-round pick, and there was a lot of salary retention with the cap set to raise. But they could finesse leverage out of that type of thing. But at the same time, there weren't many outstanding players, but there was one, and his name is Jake Guentzel, and they got him. Like that, the Hurricanes did.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
They think they're very cerebral when it comes to things like this, and to a fault at some time. Sometimes it's like just do the thing, right? But because they hadn't done the thing in the past, they got to do like the best thing. So I guess the patience is rewarded here.
Sarah Sivian is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Too Many Men, the podcast. You should check it out. Here's the thing about what they normally do, because I get the sense that sometimes they overthink it and they try to galaxy brain it, and they we'll call it market inefficiencies. So that, which is what they did really with Jesse Puljujarvi, like, oh man, we're going to turn him into something, and they didn't. He became exactly who he was. I still don't understand why Pittsburgh just gave him a 2-year deal, to be perfectly honest, other than there's no real money involved. But then they do, like they did it with Tony DeAngelo a couple of years ago. They saw a depressed asset and got a lot out of him. And I think they're trying to do the exact same thing with Kuznetsov, who, when he's right, is an elite player. And they just put those two guys, Guentzel and Kuznetsov, in the middle of a team that was already good.
I will say the positive thing about the depreciating assets thing is they get them for, it's a low risk, at the worst, it's a low risk, low reward, right? Mm-hmm. Like nothing happens, but they're not ever your players that are expected to be your number one center or whatever. They have those players strategically locked down. So when it comes to a Tony DeAngelo, it's like they can bench him and it doesn't matter, but when they had a best case scenario with him a few years ago, it was great, right? Mm-hmm. So they can kind of, they have flexibility with their roster, but then it's like you don't ever get the high risk high reward, which is kind of what you need at this stage. But now they're doing, I guess, it's low risk high reward when it comes to a Jake Guentzel. I mean, point per game in the playoffs player who's like played 58 playoff games, but we're talking about because that's right here. And I just love, did you hear that story about him and Rod Brind'Amour at, I think it was the 2022 All-Star game?
Yeah.
They were just talking to each other like, I'm going to score on the next shift. And then he did. And I just think, I never knew about that until this trade happened. And I just think that's lovely. I think it's the perfect change of scenery. His words were so powerful. And it's really a great comeback story that looks like it's on track to happen.
Like a third of the Metropolitan Division roster in that All-Star game are Hurricanes. Guentzel, Kuznetsov, Anderson, and Aho were all on that team. And so that was Kuznetsov's first experience playing for Rod as well. And I talked to him about it, and he loved it. And I think, and you know what the locker room is like. So it's perfect for a guy like Kuznetsov. It doesn't hurt that one of his best friends, Dmitry Orlov, is here, and, you know, Svechnikov and Kochetkov. So there's this Russian contingent. I think there's a great support system for him.
Yeah, love it. And, of course, just kind of the atmosphere and the Kaniacs, like, they are special people, special fans. And Raleigh's a great place to kind of get on track, I think. I think it's a great environment, and it looks like he's going to really, they put him in a position to succeed too, especially even if the lines end up changing. It's like, this is, I love that they come in and it's not like, oh, you have to, whatever. They're like, no, we're going to put you in a position to succeed if you work hard. And it was kind of a mutual agreement there.
Yeah, but I mean, He might not play with Gensel, but if he doesn't play with Gensel, he could be playing with Svechnikov and Natchez.
Yeah,
and
you really can't go wrong.
That'll still be fine. Sarah Sivian, Bleacher Report Open Ice is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You have so many credits. I haven't even gotten to Elite Prospects ringside, EP ringside. You can find Sarah everywhere. Who's the best team in the East?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I'm tempted to say the Canes from the recency bias and from what they did at the deadline. I mean, but then the Panthers did what was perfect for them, too. And they just had, I don't think they had an off night. I think Freddie Anderson was absolutely fantastic from the second he got on the ice. And that really set the tone. But I think that was a combination of the Hurricanes showing, nope, we can rule the East, too. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers, I don't know. That was such a big game. I'm tempted to go with the Hurricanes right now.
You don't have to. I think it's Florida.
I know I don't have to, but I kind of want to. I want to reward them. But
it's very nice.
The Panthers or the Hurricanes? What do you think?
I think Florida is the best team in the East. I think when Sam Bennett is back and healthy, and they get fully healthy on defense, I think they're the best team. But I don't think that they are unbeatable in any way, shape, or form. And Carolina's shut them out now in their last two times in the PNC Arena. The Kachetkov game 3 weeks ago was one of the greatest 1-0 games. There should have been 8 goals in that game. There should have been goals at both ends of the ice, and Bobrovsky and Kachetkov just took turns making stupid saves. It was incredible.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's just an incredible game. But I think those are the two best teams. I understand there are Rangers fans listening to us going, we just beat you and we won the season series. I understand that. And I think the Rangers are really good. I don't think there's a huge difference between the two. But I think Carolina is probably a little bit better.
The Rangers are a little inconsistent to me year after year. And then I was a little underwhelmed by their trade deadline. I like Alex Wenberg. I think he's a good addition to what their team does. But I think there's too many factors that I don't know are going to pan out when it comes to the Rangers, when it comes to their younger players that are supposed to make an impact. And you see when Lafreniere's on, they win every single game, but when he's off, they lose. It's like, there's too many variables that I'm not sure about, where teams like the Hurricanes and the Panthers have just been more consistent over a longer period of time.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing about, Carolina is that they have had two winning streaks longer than 3 games all year, a 5-game winning streak and a 4-game winning streak. That's it. The Rangers, just in the last 20-some-odd games, have had 2 6-game winning streaks and a 10 and a 4. They get out the long runs, but they also go through 2-3 weeks where they don't play well and they lose a bunch of games. That's the only reason why it's a 4-point spread with 16 games left to play. Final thing for you, Sarah Sivian, who's the best team in the West?
Oh, the Canucks. I got to ride with them. The Avalanche. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, Nathan MacKinnon is an absolute wagon, a beast. It's so fun to watch him play. Yeah. And the way he's just built for the, when you think about the best team, like maybe the Avs, like along the season, you've had the Canucks show that they are resilient, but the Avs haven't necessarily, after their one stint where there was a little bit of drama, they haven't had to be resilient. They just are powerful and they have Nathan MacKinnon. And I love kind of what they did at the deadline to do these maneuvering moves where you improve down the middle. You get contract shedded if Landeskog's coming back. Then if Landeskog is coming back, what a story that is. Then I like Sean Walker. I like how he fits as a defensive kind of rover in their system. So I don't know. MacKinnon is absolutely unstoppable, and he's having the best year of his career. So I got to go with the Avs.
Yeah, they are very good.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.